The rate of transmission of the virus in New York has been under 1% for over 3 weeks, but that has not calmed fears, according to the survey. 86% of those polled by the Siena College Research Institute are bracing for another wave of the coronavirus this fall and winter. Siena's Don Levy says nearly two-thirds say they are not comfortable with schools and colleges and universities fully reopening this fall, and many are worried even about partial reopening.
By no means does the general public feel as though we've gotten this under control. In no way is this something that we can speak about in the past tense. And I think there's tremendous trepidation about opening the schools, K-12 and/or colleges, and what impact that's going to have on not only the kids, but everybody associated with the schools and the communities in which they're nested.
Many New Yorkers say they are unlikely to engage in a lot of indoor activities as the weather cools. Over half say they are wary of eating indoors at a restaurant, having a drink at a bar, watching a movie in a theater, working out in the gym, or going bowling. And 80% remain concerned that they or a family member will become ill. Levy says there is some positive news in the survey, though. 51% say they have reconnected with family members or friends. 41% have begun a new hobby, and 43% completed a home improvement project, and some have adopted a pet. But more say they've gained weight than have lost weight since the pandemic began. Nearly one quarter say they are drinking more alcohol than they did before the shutdown.
And that's especially true amongst New Yorkers between the ages of 35 and 49, where almost 40% of that group say that they've been drinking more alcohol than usual during the pandemic. So that might be one to stay on top of.
Despite the worries and hardships related to the pandemic, the majority believe safety precautions are more important right now than fully reopening the economy. And three-quarters of those surveyed say they wear a mask when they're out in public. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.